Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the tire.
Well, hello, everyone, or as Matthew McConaughey would say, all right, we are live in Mission Beach, California, in beautiful and usually sunny San Diego. Not so much today. The sun is trying to peek out. I am with the brilliant Dr. Shannon Werner. Now, one of our other awesome hosts, Jessica Lowe, interviewed Shannon just a few days ago. So Shannon's doing double duty this week because she agreed to become our one of our go-to nutritionists. She is just awesome. She has a PhD in biology, and she did just such a tremendous job on Jessica's show. And by the way, if you want to listen to that show as well as this one, you can go to our Facebook page at Coach on Fire or facebook.com/Coach on Fire, and you can listen to that episode as well. It was absolutely awesome. I know I was there live, and I learned a lot just listening to Shannon and Jessica talk. So thank you, Jessica, for referring Shannon to us, and I'm really excited to be interviewing her today. Hello, Shannon. Say hello.
Hello. How's it going? Thank you, Michael, for having me.
Thank you for coming all the way out to the beach from your home in San Diego to talk to us a little bit today about your upcoming show and a little bit about what you do. And I know you've got a launch coming up pretty soon, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But first, you have a really, really inspiring story, and I want to hear a little bit about that, and then we'll just kind of take it from there and have some fun. And then towards the end of the show, I have some really surprise questions for you that are going to be all sorts of fun.
Wonderful.
But let's talk about your story, because that kind of changed the trajectory of your life a little bit and put you to where you are headed these days. So let's talk a little bit about that first, and then we'll just go from there and have some fun.
Good. Thanks, Michael. Yeah, it's an honor to be here and to speak with you today. And yeah, I'd love to tell the audience a little bit about my story. So yes, the trajectory that I was on was one as a scientist. And I had a love for science very early in high school, but I also had a love for many other things, including music and moving my body and kind of dancing around. And I had a very creative side, but I felt pressure when I was young to pursue something that was useful in the world, And so I did love science. I was very passionate about it, and I did decide to go for my undergraduate in chemistry and then went on to UCSD to receive my PhD in biochemistry and systems biology. But after I finished that work, I noticed that I was feeling just not passionate about what I was doing. And to kind of lead up to that, my whole life I have been such a perfectionist. So I was very driven at everything I did. I always wanted to be the best at everything I did. And that with not just being a scientist, but also in every area, in my relationships and in my vision and in serving people and helping people. I was always wanting to have other people be proud of me. And fast forward past my PhD about a year, I was doing some postdoctoral research and was very unhappy. I wasn't feeling fulfilled by what I was doing. Even though I could see that I was making some difference, even though it felt 1,000 times removed from actually helping I did feel like I was making a difference, but I ended up traveling to Mexico for a friend's birthday and contracted, unfortunately, some awful GI bug and didn't seem to recover from it. It took a month to feel like I was coming out of it. But as a result, my health really crashed. And over the next year and a half, I was unable to really digest foods at all. I became intolerant and sensitive to several different types of foods, including gluten and dairy and corn and soy. And you talk about gluten-free or, DASH-free diet. I was like free of most foods. I was really having trouble digesting. And over time, my health continued to crash. I started to have massive fatigue, chronic anxiety, depression. I had very bad back and neck pain all the time. And not to mention, I was rapidly losing weight to a point where I couldn't sustain that. And I really as a scientist, wanted to fix these problems. I desperately wanted to figure it out. And so I spent basically my entire life outside of work trying to investigate my own illness. And so Dr. Google to the rescue, which is, I'll say, not a good idea. Don't recommend it. And really tried to heal myself through diet and supplements. And at first it was very rocky. I didn't find much help at the beginning. And when I took a step back and realized that really it wasn't necessarily about what I ate and what was going on health-wise, it was about what I was thinking about it. What was my outlook on my life? And I noticed that I wasn't happy. I wasn't in alignment with what made me happy, and I wasn't making choices to go in the direction of my happiness. And I really had this aha moment. Actually, it was during a time where I had to take short-term disability from my job because I couldn't show up to work. I was just so fatigued. And during that time, I really had this aha moment that I had to become in alignment with who I am.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your eating habits when you were in the corporate world, when you were in the, what's it, biotech?
Yes,
you were in the biotech world in San Diego. They have hundreds of biotech companies and startups there. And you got your PhD, you went to work for them. And for that downhill slide, how are you eating?
Yeah, great question.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, great question. So before I, had this trip to Mexico, I ate whatever I wanted. I ate the standard American diet. In fact, as a grad school, I would say most of the food I ate was the color tan. It was bread, right? Cereal. Loved Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I ate a lot of ramen noodles. I didn't really have many vegetables. Of course, I did once in a while, but I ate very poorly. And of course, in college and graduate school, I, drank a fair amount and.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty stressful, I would say 9-year span. And so I didn't really focus on what I ate at all. But during graduate school, I was also training for triathlon and endurance sports. And so through that community of people, I started to become aware of food as fuel and started to learn about the paleo diet, primal, that you really need to start eating vegetables and fruits in order to allow your training to happen. And so I'll tell you, I did try riding 100 miles on bowls of cereal, riding a bike, 100, it doesn't work. and so I really, during grad school, I started to make some changes. And I eliminated grains and dairy and gluten and soy for a time and noticed that I felt good. My energy was great. My skin was clearing and I had an awful history of acne. And so I started to notice that I was feeling great, but there was nothing really holding me accountable to not slide back to what I was eating before, which was the ramen and the bowls of cereal and a martini at night, So there was nothing really stopping me from that because I didn't have a health problem yet. I had some blemished skin. Sometimes I felt tired, but it never felt like enough to make the change. And then it was the same in my postdoc. When I started corporate, my corporate job, it was pretty similar, except by that time I had already started experiencing the digestive problems. So from about 2010 on was this journey of figuring out what worked for me, what foods worked for me, and I tried several different healing diets.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you settle on one or combination or create your own?
Yeah, great question. So it ended up being trying a lot out. So I tried paleo diet, which essentially limits grains and sugar, no dairy, no legumes. It really focuses on eating a lot of vegetables and meat and some fruit. And I went crazy with the meat and loved the bacon. Love that paleo people are way into eating bacon. So I really went crazy with that. And noticed I just kind of didn't feel great all the time. And I tried different diets, one called the autoimmune protocol, because I do have a lot of autoimmune tendencies. And I felt had great results with that. But what I ended up choosing was I made it my own. And that was one thing that I learned throughout, and it became years of self-study and self-experimentation, is that certain diets that even promote gut healing or overall wellness or balance may not work for everyone. So for example, some people, their bodies really love eating primarily vegetables and grains. And some people like me do enjoy having mostly vegetables and meat, but no grains. So I had to learn really slowly what worked for me. And now it's basically, I've made it my own. It's very plant-based. I do eat some meat, but not, you know, three meals a day, maybe like I had in the past. And I have cut out coffee. I don't drink. And really limit the amount of sugar that I consume. And I found for me, it's just like my energy is through the roof. And I teach bar classes here in San Diego. And so people often ask me, like, what are you on? Presuming that I'm like on coffee or a latte or something to give me the energy. I've just found what I eat now is just gives me so much energy.
So correct me if I'm wrong. What you're saying is no one diet works for two people. In other words, you've got to figure out what works for you.
Yes. Yeah.
And you left the corporate world after you healed your own journey, or the biotech, or your own healing journey. You left the corporate world to start your own business and help others. So walk me through that a little bit to someone that's not feeling well. How do you find the right formula them to heal them that might be different than what healed you?
Right. No, great question. So I had been on this long journey. I kind of ironed out what worked for me food-wise, and my energy was starting to come up. And this is around 2013. And what I was realizing was that there were other areas of my life that were pretty toxic. The thoughts I thought about myself as a recovering perfectionist were pretty toxic. I was very hard on myself all the time. Always wanting to be perfect, always wanting to give to others, wanting people to be proud of me. And also what was toxic was my thought process for my career. I thought I was stuck. I felt really stuck as a scientist that I'd have to stay in this career because I had spent so much time investment in
the
PhD.
Academics.
Right. And so in somehow,
the same with me through law.
Right.
You know?
Be throwing it
and
away.
The family expectations.
Yes, exactly. Like not wanting to disappoint my parents. Like so many things were going through my head. And I was living in Boston at the time. And it was actually a 3-year anniversary yesterday. I flew out here to California for a work trip. And I was going to a conference. And I spent about a week here, even though the conference was 2 days. And I just said, San Diego is my home. I visited, went to the conference, saw a bunch of my friends. And said, you know, in 6 months, I'm moving back, no matter what. No job, no anything, I'm coming back.
Because you were previously out here for school.
I was previously out here for school, UCSD.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I knew how much I loved it. And even though I grew up a Bostonian, I love the beach. I love the vibe of California. So I was like, I'm coming back. And I had this really transformative experience. I had a great time here in San Diego. And the night before I flew home, I went to the beach up in La Jolla. And watch the sunset before I took the red eye back home and had this really profound experience. My first experience with creative visualization, I visualized myself, you know, 2 or 3 months later, stepping off a plane as a resident of California. I said, no matter what happens, I'm going back here this calendar year and I'm going to change my life. Like every area that I feel stuck in, I'm going to become unstuck. And so I made that promise to myself. And of course, I flew home to a blizzard.
Exactly.
I went to Boston. I'm like, yes, this confirms that I'm leaving here. And I really started visualizing a change. And it was really profound in that way because every day I focused on this dream of being back here in California. Within 2 weeks, I had found a new job opportunity. I interviewed. And by February 14th, this is like 5 weeks later after my trip, I had a new job in San Diego. Still in biotech. And then by March 6th, I was back here. It was so wild. So creative visualization is massive. So during this time, now we have like another year. I'm here in San Diego and working at a biotech. And it was awesome startup looking at circulating tumor cells and trying to find better cancer diagnostics for patients. And fabulous mission. But still in my heart, I felt like there was some misalignment. I knew the work that I was doing was helping people, but I wasn't focused on what I loved.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always thinking about, man, I had this wild and crazy journey with my diet and nutrition and wellness. And I had spent all this time getting yoga teacher training, a certification, and loved fitness. And it's like, how can I bridge that gap? And so late last year, I'm a person that really loves, you know, science, the universe, and following those signs. And I became aware of a certification, nutrition certification program from the Institute of Transformation Nutrition. And I said, go for it. This is it. Go for it. I still had my job, but I'd study on the side, and I went for it. And I finished that certification in May. And during the time, different things kind of unfolded in my life to allow me to see this door that it was time for me to leave corporate. And I was scared. I won't swear, but I was scared bleepless. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely. Because I never imagined myself leaving comfort, you know? And I had to talk to a lot of people about it. Am I doing the right thing? And in the end, it was checking in with me.
And you've been doing that about 2 years now?
No, it's about a little over a year.
A little over a year.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the new business.
The new business.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
What's
so
what's it called first? And then
walk
me through it. And what do you do for your clients? And,
yeah.
And things like that.
Great. So my business is The Nourished Life. My website is shannonwerner.com. And essentially, I help burnt out perfectionistas like me who have had massive health struggles in their recent life and have found similar issues. Their digestion isn't working. They're critically fatigued, just really have no motivation to live their day-to-day and maybe have other chronic illness symptoms and have tried and tried and tried to figure it out on their own, but need support. And they're willing to ask for support because in their heart, you know, these people feel that they have a bigger purpose in life and need to find that health and that energy and that passion and that purpose, all of those things to live out what they're meant to do. And so my title is Transformational Nutrition Coach.
Transformational
Nutrition Coach. I know, it's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is a mouthful. So it's more of a holistic approach?
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of times with nutrition, you will go to someone and you may be told, this is what you eat. Either you have your macros, you eat this balance on your plate. And transformational nutrition coaching is a little bit different. It's very holistic in that you can't really separate your mind, your body, and your spirit. And so I abbreviate it TNC. What TNC does is looks at the whole person and first starts to dig deep in your past. What has happened? Like, yes, we want to know what symptoms you have, but then dive deeper. And so transformational nutrition coaching is really all about asking those critical deepening questions to help people peel back different layers of the onion to then allow them to have the power to answer their own questions. So I'm not one to say, do this and you'll be healed. It's what can you do to address this in this area of your life to elicit change. And my clients often come up with the answers themselves. And with that, they feel powerful. Like you've taken your power back. And like, I know I have the wisdom to heal myself because we all do. We all have that innate wisdom, that knowledge, that inner knowing of what is best for us. And so what I help my clients do is to tap back into that so that we can optimize the nutrition, the lifestyle, the stress management, and then coming back to joy. Like, what is it that makes you happy as a person? And connecting to that every day.
Okay. In addition to your website, which you mentioned, which again is
ShannonWerner.com.
And that's where your blog is?
Yes.
And you've also got a Facebook group.
I do. My Facebook group is called The Nourished Life. You'll see the banner on the top that says The Nourished Life with Shannon. In that group, I interact regularly, providing health tips. I love to talk about mindfulness and meditation, different stress management techniques. And, of course, I love to talk about food. So recipes. Actually, Michael on talking about kelp noodles the other day.
Right.
So
kelp
that was
noodles.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to talk a little bit about the kelp noodles.
Oh, we are. Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, we are. We definitely are. Because it was such an interesting, and a couple of other your recipes. If you have not, if you're listening and you're new to Shannon, by the way, is there anyone new here on Facebook Live? We're also simulcasting this on Facebook Live, so we're just kind of looking at the screen here, and you guys can hear us over the radio as well. So just wanted to make sure that we're seeing everyone in there and acknowledging everyone that's
watching
us on Facebook
Live. Yeah, hi, Nikki. Nice to see you.
And And if you're listening to us on the radio, we are at beautiful Mission Beach, kind of freezing a little bit. It's freezing for us. It's about 65, but the wind is out here. And we're talking to the brilliant Dr. Shannon Warner. She has a PhD in biology, and her inspiring journey to many, many health issues and challenges to recovery and now helping others do the same, especially burned out corporate types that are high achievers, type A personalities, if you will. That's basically what Shannon does. She's going to be sharing that message with us on the Coach on Fire radio network in a yet to be named show. We're working on that as we speak. So, Shannon, even though the show hasn't been named yet and we don't have a premiere date, tell us what the listening audience is going to be able to expect in the coming weeks from your show. What types of things are you going to be doing?
Yeah, great question. So, like I said, my motto, my slogan, my logo for my business is the Nourished Life. And how can you nourish your mind, your body, your spirit to have that profound energy to live your day, to live your passion, to live your purpose? And so I will be introducing and bringing on guests who have had transformational experiences that really allowed them to connect inwards to who they really are and have overcome challenges. And it could be health challenges, maybe emotional or depression challenges, to really step forward into their power and shine bright in the world. And so I already now have like a list of like 30 people, lots of great people that I've met over the years and sharing my own health journey, not only through Facebook groups with people who are experiencing similar illnesses to people in my transformational nutrition coaching group. So many people have these amazing stories of healing. And what this common link that I see pervades that always is this connection inward into spirit, into people really beginning to understand who they are and what they're meant to do. And so I'm really excited to dive into that on the show with my guests.
Very cool. And that show will be coming up. And stay tuned to Shannon's website and any of the Coach on Fire websites for details on when Shannon's show will premiere.
Yes.
And by the way, if you want to go further into what Shannon did, Jessica Lowe's show, Balanced Boss, aired a few days ago. We've got the replay up right now. There's also, if you join Jessica's group or you join Shannon's group, there's a Facebook Live simulcast that you can watch there, too. And that was an absolutely awesome interview, and Shannon did a brilliant job, obviously, because she's here with me today and a new host on Coach on Fire Radio Network. So that's very, very cool. All right, Shannon, I know... you know, mostly you've been working with local clients, but you're about to branch out into working with people from around the world.
Yeah.
You've got a program coming up. I know it's still evolving to a certain degree, but very, very quickly, you have an online program coming up. So tell us a little bit about that and what people can expect if they enroll in that once it goes live.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So I'm taking all the knowledge that I've gained over the years in terms of elimination diets and gut healing diets, and really tuning into what foods give you the most energy. And so I've developed a program called the 14-Day Super You Jumpstart. And really it's a program, it's a two-week program that allows you to dive deep into understanding what foods both give you energy and the foods that really take away energy. Because I believe that all of us are superheroes. We're all meant here to be here to do something great in the world. And a lot of times the things that we consume actually pull us down from that. Sometimes it's food. Sometimes it's what we drink. Sometimes it's our thoughts. Sometimes what we tell ourselves about our life and the world around us can pull us down and de-energize us. And so this program is essentially cleanses you of all of that. And it's a guided nutrition protocol for 2 weeks, where you can begin to remove foods that really sap you of energy and include foods that really give you vibrant energy. And it's all about energy. I'm a very energetic person, and that's what I focus on day in and day out. I love energy. And also I'll give you a lot of tips and strategies and tools to build that energy, not only throughout the 2 weeks, but to take that out and beyond to live your healthiest, happiest life. And so it's a guided program. I'll do 3 live coaching calls throughout the 2 weeks, and you're provided with all the materials that you need, including the recipes, the shopping list, a program guide that really digs deep into the why that you're doing this a workbook where you can begin to work through what is your passion, what are your goals, what makes you happy, and what makes you shine, so that by the end of the program, your energy has been completely supercharged and you'll have the courage to then start making decisions in your life to align yourself with your purpose.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. And that's launching.
The program actually starts on February 6th. And I will be sending out more information, and more information will be available on my website next Monday, 23rd.
Next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And they can sign up for your newsletter. Get on,
yes.
You know, and,
yeah.
And all of that at shannonwarner.com.
Yes.
Okay. And as I mentioned, Shannon's one of our newest, in fact, our newest, nutrition expert on the Coach on Fire radio network. If you want to hear more about her, listen to Jessica Lowe's Balanced Boss Shop show. Just go to the facebook.com/coachonfireradio site and you'll find it there, or you can join either one of their groups and just watch the Facebook Live. They've been friends for a while, so they had a good time. It was a lot of fun, and Shannon gave some great tips there, and we're going to get into a couple of tips, and because I've been reading Shannon's blog since I got to know her this last week, and there's all sorts of interesting things that she does that I think Shannon is more unique than any nutritionist I have ever seen, especially with her recipes. And she got a couple of them that intrigued me that we're going to talk about. And
oh,
what
good.
We're going to do here right now, kind of do a fun little skit, and it's kind of going to be difficult to do because we're also on the radio and we don't need dead air. So Shannon doesn't know this is coming.
Oh, great.
So,
awesome.
Shannon doesn't know this is coming. But what she's going to do is she's going to take the camera and she's going to follow me down to the beach, but she's also going to be talking into the microphone about whatever she wants to talk about with the radio audience. She can describe what I'm doing down there, and then I'm going to run back here, and I'm just going to play Jimmy Kimmel. If you've ever familiar with late night TV, sometimes Jimmy Kimmel will leave the studio, just go somewhere and do something crazy. Well, that's exactly what we're going to do right here and right now. And Shannon's going, what the heck's going on here? But trust me, there's a method to my madness.
Awesome.
And then we're going to talk about one of Shannon's really, really cool recipes, and actually a couple of her recipes. And then we're going to ask her some really fun surprise questions, and then we're going to wrap the show. So, Shannon, if you can pick up the camera,
yep.
Don't forget to remember to talk to the radio people. Let them know what's going on, or talk to them for whatever you will. And I'll be right back. So follow me.
Just
follow me down
all
to
right.
the beach.
And
just stay here. You aren't going to be able to see me too much. No, stay here and talk to the radio.
Oh, so I'm staying.
Yeah,
oh,
you're staying.
I see what's
I'm
going.
Going.
On now.
You're staying and I'm going. Okay?
All right, you go.
All right, you just go. And
have a
you
good walk.
Over
all right, so Michael's walking away. I swear to you, I had no idea about this. So this is pretty wild. I don't even know what Jimmy Kimmel does. What his wild and crazy antics are. Should I admit I don't watch his show? But Michael's walking away. Looks like he's going to go chat with surfers. I don't know. Can kind of see. He's walking down there. He's now walking onto the sand. Looks like he may play some volleyball with people, but maybe not. And he's walking. In the meantime, this is so wild. Who knows what's going to happen? He's walking to the beach. Oh, I think I know what he's going to do. I think I know. He's walking to the water. So I have this recipe that I posted in my Nourished Life group. So my Facebook group, again, is The Nourished Life. Feel free to join it. It's free. It's fun. I like to be super sassy and tell lots of jokes, too, and hop on Facebook Live once in a while. So join us. But anyway, I posted this recipe. And it included kelp noodles. And Michael commented on the recipe kind of in disbelief, thinking that I might have gone to the ocean to pick up a bunch of seaweed. But that's not the case. I think I'm right. But anyways, very fascinating. One of the things that I love is to introduce people to something different. So one of the foods that I used to love was pastas and all sorts of grains and bread and things that I no longer can eat. And so over the years in my recipe development, I've gotten really into just developing new recipes, right? Old favorites. So, noodles with pesto, but it's made with ingredients that might surprise you, but nonetheless are delicious and amazing and often make you feel like you're not missing out at all. So that's what I'd really try to go for in my recipe development, that it's fun, it's fresh, the flavors are really good, but it's packed with nutrition and flavor. So, I was right. Here he's back. Here we go.
All right.
I think I figured it out.
back on the beach. So, that was fun, and there's not much of what I was looking for at the beach. So, just my luck when I try to run an experiment. So, in true Jimmy Kimmel fashion, I have kelp, or what we think is kelp, because there's not much of it down there right now, but this is kelp. So, Shannon has a really cool recipe on her blog. You can go to her blog and find it. I was teaching her the other day. And let me get some water.
Please do.
I was saying, well, the only way I know to make kelp noodles would be to go to the beach, collect the kelp, dry it out, and run it through a noodle machine. So Shannon thought that was pretty funny. And she has an easier way.
Yeah.
So why don't we talk about that recipe, Shannon?
Sure.
You don't make kelp noodles that way.
No. You could try that.
So, and for the radio audience, I am holding up a piece to our Facebook Live audience of kelp with some grass in it and things like that. It was the only thing I could find at the time.
That would pack a nutrition punch for sure.
Yeah, yeah, good. So,
kelp
soup,
might be a little
kelp anything. What can you do with this, Shannon? Okay, so let's talk about your kelp noodle recipe or your kelp noodle recipe and the very cool things and a much easier way to do it than going to the beach, pulling it out, drying it out, and running it through a noodle machine.
Totally.
More kelp.
So the recipe that's on my website is a kelp noodle and pesto dish. And it was actually inspired by, if you live in San Diego or in California, you may have heard of a restaurant called Cafe Gratitude. And it's a plant-based restaurant. And one day I went and they had a kelp noodle dish on the menu. And I thought, wow, this is so fabulous. And so kelp noodles are, yes, they're made of kelp, but have no fear. People have not gone to the beach and harvested it there. you can actually buy it in small packages from natural food grocery stores, Whole Foods. I believe Sprouts has them, or just other health food co-ops. And I had started playing with these noodles, not playing with them for fun, but using them in my cooking maybe about 3 years ago, because as I mentioned, I don't eat gluten and I don't actually eat many grains. So rice noodles are really out too. And I tried them and, you know, I was very skeptical at first. I thought, oh gosh, these are going to be gross. But I put them in a chicken soup and I fell in love. And the kelp noodles are really healthy because they provide a lot of essential minerals and nutrients that you don't get from many other foods, and including iodine, which is great for thyroid function. And I thought, well, that's great. I want to include more kelp in my life. And notice the flavor was really mild. A lot of times you might expect like a seaweed or a sushi-like flavor, and that it's not imparted at all. It's quite mild and crunchy. So if you eat them raw in like a green salad, it's a nice crunchy texture. And then if you cook them, they're nice and soft, like rice noodle. And so this recipe, it's very simple. It's just boil the kelp noodles. That's the base. And then the recipe that I made that's on my website is a cashew nut-based pesto, which is vegan and dairy-free. And so I put those together, essentially made the pesto, put it together with the kelp noodles, chopped a couple of fresh cherry tomatoes. I originally made this recipe in the summertime, so it's a nice summer light dish. And then recently, the post you saw was another recipe using kelp noodles to make a pad thai, which was fabulous. And the pad thai dressing is made with almond butter and some spices and just to die for.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You're also kind of known as a smoothie queen.
I am.
And, you got a very cool green smoothie on your blog the other day. Why don't you give us a quick little simple smoothie recipe that someone could whip up this morning or tomorrow morning or whatever. That's very quick and you can describe over the radio as well.
Yeah. So I'm really into green smoothies and there's a method to my madness when I make them. I love to include actually and surprisingly a lot of fat in my smoothies because a lot of times when you have smoothies and it's all fruit, it's a lot of sugar and you end up with very high blood sugar and then end up crashing about an hour later and you're hungry. So I lovingly call fat bomb smoothies. And so the base of most of my smoothies are homemade or canned full fat coconut milk. I also love to include avocado in my smoothie. So those two things together will keep you really full and satiated and happy for many hours because you're burning fat associated with it. So yeah, I would say one of my favorite green smoothies, the base would be a cup of full-fat coconut milk. I like to add about 2 tablespoons of hemp seeds, which also provides fats, but also healthy omega fatty acids, omega-3. I like to include about 1 to 2, I like it green, so 1 to 2 cups of either a mix of kale and spinach or one or the other, 1 banana. I also will put in, let's see, what else? I like to put in a little bit of vanilla, or if people don't like the vanilla flavor, you can omit that. And then 1 or 2 pitted dates, just to add that little bit of sweetness. So those things together, super simple. Sometimes I put an apple in it, sometimes not. I always love to put matcha, a green tea, in, just to add like that little bit of energizing. Nice. And I can live off that for about 4 hours.
Nice. And you publish regular recipes like that, and like the kelp noodle recipe on your blog all the time.
All the time.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just in reading it the last week, I get hungry every time I read Shannon's blog.
Thank you.
So very, very cool stuff, and I encourage you to go there. This is a special edition of Ignite Your Life on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. I'm with the brilliant Dr. Shannon Werner, who has a company called Nourish Life.
The Nourish Life.
And she's one of our brand new hosts on the Coach on Fire Radio Network, and she's going to bring her brilliance and her nutritional recipes and her life-transforming message to the Coach on Fire Radio Network. So I'm really, really excited about that. Stay tuned for details on her premiere episode, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're happy to have you, Shannon.
Thank you.
And I think that takes us to the fun part of the episode, as if we haven't had fun already, because we certainly have with our kelp noodles and all of that. So now I'm going to ask just some questions and kind of get to know Shannon a little bit, and you don't know they're coming, and some of them will be easy, and some of them might even make you laugh.
So good. I love laughing.
Let's start. Do you have a favorite book that you've read in the last 6 months that you could recommend? Something easy here.
Something easy?
Yeah. Well, not an easy book.
Sure. One of my favorite books actually is written by Jane Roberts. And it's called The Nature of Personal Reality. It's actually quite a deep book. It's in the personal self-development space, the spiritual space, and the tenets around how your thoughts create your reality and how you can be the architect of your own life, living a life of passion and purpose, and really driving it with your thoughts. Very profound.
Very cool.
Changed my life.
Cool. And the author?
Jane Roberts.
Mm-hmm. On Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can get it there for sure.
All right. As a nutritionist.
Yeah.
And someone that, you know, eats about as healthy as I know, do you have a guilty indulgence?
Oh, yeah.
Two.
Two, of course. Chocolate. I'm one of those chocolate lovers. But I like it really dark. I like about 86%, very low sugar.
Wow.
So, I don't like it very sweet, but yes, I'm obsessed with chocolate. My partner, for Christmas, that he bought me with lots of different chocolate, raw chocolate, cacao, like all this great stuff. So
nice.
I was very thankful.
Nice.
And then my other guilty pleasure is of the salty variety and plantain chips. Love them. Yeah,
nice.
They're quite good.
Okay.
I guess in another life I might have been a monkey. I don't know. I love bananas and so.
Right. Do you have a celebrity crush?
No. I'm not really in. I don't watch TV really.
Okay.
So I probably did when I was in high school probably.
Okay.
But no, these no days not crush. Really.
Okay.
No.
Do you go to movies? Do you have a favorite movie?
Oh, one of my favorite movies is Avatar. Definitely.
There we go.
I love that movie. I love the message and, you know, community and supporting one another. It's the way that movie panned out is my vision and dream for our world. Of course, you know, saving our planet and really connecting with the earth and caring about our earth and caring about one another. And then the other movie that I saw over the last year, which, of course, I'm a Tony Robbins fan in a major way, was his documentary I Am Not Your Guru.
Have you
seen that?
I have.
Oh my gosh,
fabulous. Tony is a resident not too far away from Awesome. Del Mar.
Oh, yeah.
I know him a little bit. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Tony just lives down the street here.
Yep.
He's a really cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
And has just amazing, amazing stuff. And an inspiring story on how he started as well. So, yeah, Tony's a great guy. Anything you can read from Tony Robbins is just, you know, or any video you can watch or anything is absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
All right. What would your do we have anyone on Facebook Live? We did this with Jessica. Anyone here that knows Shannon on Facebook Live that's still with us? Just say something real quick
because
I got a question. Write in the comments. I've got a question for you guys. So anyone still here? Let's see if anything pops up real quick. If not, we'll just ask it directly to you. It doesn't look like anything. Oh, here's someone.
Oh, who is it?
Who's that? Can you see that better than
me? Yeah, it says 10 people have reacted to the video.
Oh, 10 people have reacted to the video. Mm-hmm. So there's no one popping up. What would your friend say is your biggest quirk?
Oh, my biggest quirk. Ooh, I like that one. Oh, I'm going to have to think about that one. I definitely have lots of quirks. I think one, and I think this one's a positive one, is I'm a winker.
Okay.
I like winking. And as a fitness instructor at Bar 3, some of my teaching colleagues said it one day. Mm-hmm. I never even noticed it, that when I teach, it might be because of my sassiness, but I tend to wink a lot. I'll wink at people, and they're like, you're the winker. Mm-hmm. And some people, better than being a wanker, I guess. But anyways, I wink a lot to people because I have this imp part of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always liking to tell jokes and make things light and fun. And I think that's definitely a quirk, and sometimes I don't even know I do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what were your friends would say your best qualities?
Probably that I am a very good listener.
And as a coach, that's a good
thing. And as a coach, I think that's
that's
a good thing as well.
Exactly.
I really care about hearing people's story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that people are heard. And that I feel like we live in a culture where we're often want to listen, but instead go ahead and give our feedback
right
away. You know, I think you should do this, or that person's not being nice to you, or we want to support them when sometimes the best support is actually listening, just being quiet and letting that person fully express themselves. And over the years, because I feel like there's been a lot of times where I haven't been heard, that's something I'm very passionate about now, is allowing people to share their story.
Cool. Very nice. I think we're about ready to wrap here, and I'll wrap with one final question.
Yeah.
One thing most people don't know about Shannon.
Yeah. Okay. Great question. So in another life, and it may be this life still, I am a DJ.
Nice.
I DJ house music. Yeah. About 3 or 4 years ago, I've loved electronic music and dance music for decades now. And a couple of years ago, I said, I'm going to learn how to DJ. And I went to a school in Boston called Maven and had an awesome time. It was like a six week or maybe a couple of month program. And I graduated and played live, did a DJ set, and I bought my own equipment and learned how to DJ. And so I'm super passionate about it and haven't done it in a couple of years because I've been so busy. But I'd love to get back to it at some point.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's something that's unexpected.
Yeah.
Shannon the DJ.
Yeah.
Spin Disc. Whatever. Okay. Well, this has been an honor and a pleasure interviewing you. It's a special edition of Ignite Your Life with Dr. Shannon Warner, Nourished Life. And she is a brand new host on the Coach on Fire Radio Network, and I'm really excited for her upcoming show. We're going to be premiering on the road a little bit, but stay tuned for details because it's going to be a can't-miss show. You're going to get lots of great recipes, great tips to bring more joy, passion, and purpose into your life. And who doesn't want that? So, Shannon, thank you for being with me today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure, and congratulations, and welcome to the Coach on Fire Radio Network.
Thank you.
So, all right, everyone, that is going to be a wrap wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having an awesome day, and we are going to sign off from Mission Beach here in beautiful downtown and partially sunny now at partially San Diego, California. So have a week, everyone, and be great.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.